Earlier in the week, we were talking on the show about maybe an idea for Valentine's Day being a boudoir picture or something like that.
Boudoir, yes.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, yes.
Boudoir picture of me gifted to my wife.
Well, your wife requested it.
Well, yeah. I guess my mom heard that segment
and had texted
my wife and was like, tell him I don't want to see that either. It's coming from my mom.
Like, where are you going to, are you going to hang that on the wall
I was going to say.
When I come visit, am I going to see it?
I don't know if I am, I'm not very experienced in the boudoir pictures. Do you, once you get them done, show them to other people? Or is that just for like
it's meant for
you and your partner?
One set of eyes, yeah. I think it's meant for your significant other, and they're kind of the only one that sees it.
Really? You don't like put it on a frame on the dining room like end table or whatever?
Like, I would not. Yeah. Now, are you going to like Google how to pose for that? Or are you just going to try to find like a really good... We had some suggestions for a photographer.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Volunteered services.
I mean, I don't know if I'm on board with doing...
They probably help
me pose. Yeah, I know. I don't know if I'm on board with doing that yet. Regardless.
Well, she requested it.
Yeah.
I mean, if your wife wants it, you know what she would like as a gift.
Right.
She told you, point blank.
So anyways, I just didn't know... Like, you know, you spend all this money to get these professional photos.
We don't hang
done.
It on the wall. Mm-mm.
Don't you want to display them in a certain place?
I don't think so.
So do you put them in the bedroom, like on your dresser?
I don't think that we display them so much.
Well, then where do you put them?
Well, okay.
In a special book
maybe.
That says do not open?
Yes, maybe. That's what it is. Like a photo album, like your wedding album.
Are they?
Right?
Okay.
I think you get a little photo album. That's probably what you do.
Okay, who here within the sound of my voice has gotten these pictures done, and what do you do with the pictures once you get them?
I would like to request that we don't hang those on the wall for all to accidentally see. Because, again, they're meant for an audience of one.
Could you imagine getting invited over to your neighbor's house and walking in and then just seeing, like, above the fireplace? Above the fireplace is just a picture of the wife or the husband just, you know, tastefully posing.
Yeah, no, yeah, I think that you should incorporate a horse, though. Maybe you're, like, draped over a horse.
Draped over a horse.
I don't know.
Megan texted in and said she got Harry Potter boudoir photos for her fiance, and they're tasteful, but they're hanging on the bedroom wall.
They're hanging on the wall, Megan? What if somebody? What if you're entertaining and you're like, "Hey, put your coats in the bedroom."
There's a treat.
Other people see it.
There's a treat for you.
That's what I'm saying. If you have a party, if you're entertaining, and then you're like, "Oh, go put your coats in the bedroom," and then oopsies, they're small. Well, okay, but I still feel like they can be seen on the wall, Megan.
Missy texts in, because obviously Missy's sassy. She has some. She says they're in a private album.
See, that's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're a private album, so she can.
Oh, okay. Brandy said
she's feeling like
I had some done for my husband a couple years ago. You get a little black book for them.
See, there you go. Yeah. Ooh,
all right.
Black book of fun.
Eric says, I do male boudoir sessions if you're interested, LOL. And Kelly is right. They do go in a book.
See? All right. All right. Eric could be, there it, there's your answer. There's your answer.
And, okay.
Eric, can you offer some assistance in helping him figure out how to pose?
I don't know if I'm going to do it.
No, you have to. I mean, we've talked about it twice now.
Okay, well, only if you're the one who's photographing.
I'm not taking the pictures. I'm not a professional like Eric. I'm not. You want them professionally done, right?
I'll say that I am pleasantly surprised at all of the text messages that we're getting from listeners saying that they've gotten these photos done.
Renee says, my husband has one in his wallet. Oh, right.
That's right.
Oh.
For when he needs a little.
Naked in a bubble bath. That's another setting you could do. Naked in a bubble bath.
Needs a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. Just reaches into his wallet.
Rena says, I have a big one on the wall in my husband's closet. All right. In the closet is better because no one else is probably going in your closet. I get that's fun.